The coronavirus pandemic has put a sharp focus on keeping places clean and sanitized. This morning, we take a look at the people who are keeping parts of Charlotte safe for the public, frontline workers, and for themselves. WFAE's Alexandra Watts has the story.
Brandon Brown works as a custodian at Cochrane Collegiate Academy. He's been a custodial worker for 14 years. With students in virtual learning, he's cleaning nearly empty schools, but there are teachers in the classrooms. To keep them safe, he spends his day going from classroom to classroom, wiping everything down. He's also cleaning bathrooms, even lockers, and making sure air vents are clean to prevent the transmission of COVID-19. This pandemic has not only changed the way he does his job, it has also made him aware of the importance of staying safe for himself, his wife, and kids.
Keep my mask on, should always have my gloves on, so making sure that my wife is safe because she's disabled. I'm very protective of my family.
He says that there are temperature checks and custodians work far apart. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the coronavirus primarily spreads person to person, but it is possible to contract it if somebody touches an infected surface and then touches their eyes, mouth, or nose. Dr. Katie Passaretti is the medical director for infection prevention at Atrium Health. She says the steps the district is taking to protect workers like Brown lower the chance of custodial workers getting COVID-19.
If they're not wearing appropriate kind of personal protective equipment, don't wash their hands, there is a possibility. It is much less likely than sharing direct airspace. Appropriate personal protective equipment protocols for cleaning people is important, just like it is for healthcare workers.
At Charlotte Douglas International Airport, custodial staff disinfect high-touch surfaces like ticket kiosks, handrails, and those iconic white rocking chairs. Jack Christine is the airport's chief operating officer.
We see more passengers than a lot of airports do, and that means that we need to be extremely vigilant in how we address cleanliness of the facility.
The airport operates 24/7, and the custodial staff of 300 works around the clock to keep it clean.
We thank them tremendously for everything that they do, but in a time like this where cleanliness is so important, it does bring focus to the folks who do that here for us at the airport.
Christine says the airport is providing workers with protective gear ranging from face shields to masks. Traditional cleaning service companies are also adapting to a COVID-19 world.
There was no way that I was going to ask them to go and clean during a pandemic without showing them that I was going to do the same thing.
When COVID-19 hit, two maids and a mop owner, Elizabeth Cannon, lost a lot of customers. But now, as people feel more comfortable welcoming others inside their homes, more jobs are being booked. And as business picks up, she's making sure her staff and customers are safe.
The first thing we did was we wanted to make sure that we got our hands on really great cleaning chemicals. We were already using hospital grade. Then it was the implementing all PPE for all of our employees.
It's my business, and to be honest with you, every job that we contract, I actually put my hands on it. I either run a machine or I do something. I'm one of those hands-on type people.
Cornelia Smith has owned CKS Cleaning Services for 30 years and is still going to jobs. His business has adapted and grown during the pandemic as more people wanted sanitized homes and businesses.
It just seems like every week we would add on a new business. It just kept growing. It seems like we went up, like, I'm going to say 50% from where we were before the pandemic hit.
He's not afraid about contracting COVID-19. He was even game to clean up the unit of somebody who had the virus. Back inside Cochrane Collegiate Academy, custodial worker Brandon Brown has noticed that he has a stronger bond with the teachers. He feels everyone is more sensitive to each other's needs and recognizes that everybody's job is important.
We're more than just cleaners. A lot of us are entrepreneurs outside of doing eight-hour work, so we're not custodians 24/7. We have community activists and community leaders, so there's a lot of gifts and talents outside of cleaning. And I think we need more respect than we get as custodians.
With the students gone, everyone is getting to know each other more as people. And Brown hopes that when the students return, the bonds being created now grow even stronger. For WFAE News, I'm Alexandra Watts.